Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It is the 5x5. I'm your host, David, and this is the 5x5 late night, which is not late night because it's really like 1:30 where I am, but I have to go to work and I have to work late. I'm not sure if I'm working over tonight, so I'm like, let me get this out of the way. But I wanted to share something that happened today that I seen online. I'm like, I'll forget about it by tomorrow. Not Mr. Let me stop. I get ahead of myself. I do that sometimes. I was talking to somebody last night. I'm like, I ramble so much and I get to talking so fast that my words get stuck in my mouth. But I'm trying to slow down and talk clearly, and like I'll cut my words off. I think it's a southern thing, and I picked that up when I lived in Atlanta. See, I said Atlanta instead of Atlanta. I like pronouncing all my word, well, the consonants that's supposed to be pronounced. I like pronouncing them anyhow. Again, I'm rambling, but anyhow. But thank you guys for listening. Sorry if I didn't say thank you. Thank you for looking at listening to all the shows, checking out the Facebook page, checking out Twitter. Just thank you. I appreciate it. It's warmed up today, but now I have two belts broken, two different tires, so I have to go get that done before I go to work. So that's why I'm doing this kind of fast today. But it happens again. All these celebrities, male and female alike, what's up with the leaked pictures? I don't get it. I don't understand it. My thing is, I could see it send a leaked picture of myself anywhere and nobody would care except for a few people that knew me. They wouldn't care. So what's the purpose? You know, gay men do this all the time. There's so many gay men sending pics to each other. If any of us were real celebrities, then we would be desensitized. The world would be desensitized because nobody would care because there's so many of them. But anyhow, I digress. Recently, a Disney star, like I said, in the title, a Disney star supposedly had his pictures compromised, or he tweeted the wrong picture to somebody or something. I read part of the story. I didn't read the full story, but the pictures are of him in almost his full glory. There's not a lot left to the imagination. And it is none other than Sweet Life, the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Remember the little twin boys? There was kind of a chubby one, and then there was a little skinny one, but they were twins. And they first they lived in a hotel, you know, Brenda Song that was on the Facebook movie. And then she played like one of the girlfriends or something, and then she's also been on New Girl a couple times. She remember she's in that, and Ashley Tisdale, they were in that, and the show was surrounded by these two boys who lived in this hotel with their mom. She was kind of some lounge singer. I never understood that. And after that kind of show kind of went away, they actually went on a boat, and it was called The Sweet Life on Deck. Again, really didn't know. But I didn't watch it. My niece watched it when she was that age. Well, Mr. Dylan Sprouse, that's his name, he's getting a little older now, and so these pics ended up on Twitter, and it's of him, you know, taking a the obligatory mirror selfie. But you know, the one picture he's in some boxers. And all you can see is what's that? So I can be really, really tactful without being X-rated. Oh, what is there's like a little word for it when you have a picture. VPL. He has a really good VPL figured out, and we'll say visible P. Well, shit, line and VPL, and so and then he tweets that. Well, after the pictures come out, he says, "I guess I'm not 14 and fat anymore," which he was the chubbier of the twin, And then the second picture is him, you know, holding his junk with his hand, which you can see Shaft people, and he shaves obviously, but he's really skinny. I'm like, why are you so skinny? I mean, I'm sure maybe he has some issues with his brother being thin and him being the fat twin or whatever, and the chubby twin, and maybe that's why he looks like Kate Moss. But anyhow, you know, that's another one. You know, we have all these pictures from all these celebrities who claim that they were compromised. Oh, and if you want to see the pictures on my website, go to recycledblogtalk.blogspot.com. It's the most recent blog, and at the very bottom you can click and listen to, or if you're listening to this blog on the page itself, because I'll put this up there in a second, look right above the show, and then there's a little link to click, and it takes you to actually Perez Hilton's site, where the uncensored pics are, which really they're kind of censored, uncensored type of deal, because you really can't see anything, but they might not be suitable for work. But on my site, you can look at them at work because I've doctored them up. So that is that. Because we've had who we had? We've had Kanye, Jamie Foxx, Chris Brown. I'm gonna have to give Chris Brown some props, because Chris Brown, I can see why Rihanna took a couple of knocks to the head, because what he's working with is pretty impressive. But you have all these other, but then you have the other stars that just don't care. You know, a penis is a penis. You know, if you've ever seen Shame, what's the guy's name? Michael Fassbender. He walks around naked, you know, the whole time, and he's swinging. So it's not, we are so stuck on sexuality and body parts and being naked in the United States. But if you go outside the country, they really don't care. You know, you can't be having sex on the street, but nudity is, that's how we came into this world. Some of us are going to go out that way. We're going to take a really quick break. I'm going to come back, talk about one more other thing, and then we're going to call it an afternoon. We'll be right back.
All right. Straight up and down. Girl, you cold-hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass so fat it's retarded. Pardon, I just won't whip it then park it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins. Then I'm a dog. Get off and ballin'. Shit on the offense. Drink a whippin' with the Dawkins. Stealing them softly. Like, bitch, I'm the shit. And you nosy. Step out my outfit. Pippin' in motion. Your pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it?
Thought I'd play a little sexy song, because I was talking about penis on my show. Anyhow, real quick, I have a question for you guys. What do you guys think about James Franco and all this kind of craziness with him having the Batman cowl, and then it has something about Robin, and then the next picture there's looks like it's semen on top of the cow. I'm like, is James, I think James Frankel is building up to coming out. You know, he's very, very comfortable. Remember, he was in Milk. Not that it means anything. There's a lot of actors that play gay characters, but I'm like, you're doing too much. Not that I care, but I think it's totally fine. You can do whatever you want to do, but you're doing too much. And then recently, he loves the gays, obviously. So I need to do a little bit more research. You know, tell me what you guys think about James Franco, and then maybe we can discuss it on a future show. You know, it just he's like the last picture is like he's grabbing his junk, and he's wearing Instagram out. Check out James Franco's Instagram. It's erotic, interesting. I think he's highly intelligent. You know, he's really, I think he's either Harvard or Yale graduate, highly intelligent. And sometimes, you know, when you're that smart, yeah, you get so inside your head, you get kind of crazy, and you do crazy stuff that people don't, you know why you're doing it, but people really don't understand why you're doing some of that stuff. But anyhow, that's all the time we got today. I have to go to work, boo, and get my tires fixed or get some new tires or something. But anyway, I hope you guys have a really good afternoon, and I will see you tomorrow on Real Talk with David and Nikki. We'll be talking about the art of giving, and it's about gift giving during the holidays and receiving gifts and getting bad gifts and what do we buy for gifts. So check out the crew on Thursday with Donovan from Off Limits and Ken from Ken Boggle and myself. We'll be talking about I think we're talking about the most stupidest thing you've said in bed, or stupidest thing you said on the first date. I'm not sure, but I've said a lot of stupid stuff. Thank you guys for listening. Check out the blog at recycleblogtalk.blogspot.com to see the pictures of Mr. Dylan Sprouse, Disney's Sweet Life of Zack and Cody star in all, well, almost of his glory. And we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Every winter, snow and ice are a major cause of crashes with injuries on Indiana roads. Unless you absolutely must travel, the best way to stay safe during a snow or ice storm is to stay off the roads. Non-essential trips on slick roads can unnecessarily jeopardize your safety and the safety of any emergency responders who must come to your aid if you become stranded or involved in a crash. If you must travel during a snow or ice storm, don't leave your home unprepared. Carry a cell phone and car charger, and a small emergency preparedness kit with blankets, extra water and snacks, a small shovel, and other items that may be helpful if you find yourself stuck or stranded on the road. Always allow extra space between you and other vehicles. And remember, ice and snow, take it slow. For more information about traveling safely this winter, visit winterdrivingsafety.in.gov. This message is brought to you by the National Weather Service, Indiana Public Safety Agencies, and the American Red Cross.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
On Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace. Thought somehow the day had come for truth behind our Christendom, but blindly we just roll along with the broken song of peace, peace, and in despair.
check us out on Facebook at The 5x5, or tweet us at The 5x5, or go to Recycle Blog Talk for past shows. Thanks for tuning in.